invite you as you are able to stand, and together let us join in our call to worship as it is printed in your bulletins. These were our Bible points and our call and response phrases all week this week. So let's hear you in this call to worship. When you're lonely,
Jesus rescues.
When you worry,
Jesus rescues.
When you struggle,
Jesus rescues.
When you do wrong,
Jesus rescues.
When you are powerless,
Jesus rescues.
Excellent. I'm so glad you remember all of our Bible points from this week. I hope you continue to remember how much Jesus loves you and will rescue you in every moment. Our gospel lesson this morning is one of those sort of stormy moments in Jesus' life as he is in the garden praying at the Mount of Olives, and his soul is troubled. From Luke chapter 22, beginning with verse 39, we hear, "And Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when they reached the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not come into the time of trial.' Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed, 'Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done.' Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. Then he got up from prayer, and he came to his disciples and found them asleep because of grief. And he said to them, 'Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into this time of trial.' And while he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. And he approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, 'Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?' When those who were around him saw what was coming, they said, 'Lord, should we strike with the sword?' Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus said, 'No more of this.' And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and the officers of the temple and the temple police and the elders who had come for him, 'Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness.' Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him to the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This week at Vacation Bible School, we have learned a lot, we have played a lot, we have grown a lot, and it's all because of Jesus. It's been a week filled with songs and stories and games and science wonder and service. You may see that there are lots of bags of provisions and food for the journey that have been collected over by our raft. That's all been brought through the leadership of our children to make sure that no one in our community needs to go hungry. It's been part of their mission project this week is to be in service to others, and they have set a wonderful example for us through their generous leadership in their families. I want to give you a little bit of a taste of what we have heard and learned this week at Vacation Bible School with our participants. And then I want to wrap up by sharing the story that we heard that I feel just really encapsulates our week this week. So there have been a different story and a different theme for each night with our overarching umbrella of shipwrecked. The first night we learned that when we are lonely, when we have those times where we feel that we are by ourselves, that no one stands with us, that there is someone who will stand with us. Have you ever felt lonely? It's something that most of us feel, maybe at least from time to time. And maybe if you haven't particularly felt lonely, maybe you've been lost before. Maybe not for a long time. I remember as a child feeling lost and alone one time when I was in the grocery store and my mom was up the next aisle over. She didn't think that I was missing, but I didn't know where she was. And so it scared me. And I felt lost and alone. And sometimes even when we feel lost and alone, we still might feel left out too. Maybe you were the last one picked for the dodgeball team or the kickball game. I think we all know what it's like to feel alone or lost or left out. And that's not a feeling that we enjoy. In fact, psychologists tell that if we are lonely for a long time, that there are physical and emotional effects on our bodies that take a toll on us and that put us at risk. Loneliness happens to all of us. But we have learned that Jesus promises that he'll be a comforting presence to us. He's our forever friend, the one who loves us so that we are never truly alone. Jesus knows our hearts, and he understands our hurts. And through it all, Jesus holds us close. We also know that we worry. We do it from time to time, and sometimes we feel like we do it all the time, right? There are worries that we carry around that seem like small things, but our preschoolers learned that when you have lots of small worries, they can be really heavy. They had, each one had a small food item, and each one in the crew put their item in a bag. And while they were holding their little item, it wasn't that heavy, but when all of the items got in the bag, that was a really heavy bag to pass down the line. But you know what? At the other end of the line were the crew leaders. And they were the ones who were going to help us realize what it's like when we know Jesus in our hearts and in our lives, when we pass along the burden of that worry to God, and that load lightens a whole lot. And wouldn't you know it, but when that sack got passed down again after it had been to the crew leaders, it was really light and it wasn't a burden to carry. They'd taken out all of the heavy items that were in there, the things that weigh us down. Kids and adults alike face a lot of the same worries and fears and anxieties. Anxiety about family or poverty, violence or self-image. Through it all, we hear promises from Jesus in Scripture that we don't need to worry because Jesus rescues us by sticking to our side and helping us bear those difficulties. Jesus doesn't promise to take them away for us, but to help us carry them and to give us a place that is safe to rest as we turn our worries over to Jesus. We also learn that not only do we worry and feel lonely sometimes, but we also struggle. It's hard sometimes in life. There are tasks or situations that are difficult, that are a problem for us, that make us work really hard, that are struggles for us. And sometimes when we try to figure those out and we feel a little bit stuck, our insides get all tied up in knots. And it's not a good feeling. We want to succeed in the things we do. We want to choose the right things, to understand things that we can't control. And those are some of our struggles. When we struggle, we need help in trying to balance the pushes and pulls in life. One of our games with our elementary school students really demonstrated what it's like to try to deal with some of the struggles in life. We had the lawn divided with a line of pool noodles. And we had one team on one side and one team on the other side. And they were given a beach ball that they were supposed to bat back and forth across this line, keeping the ball in the air, not on the ground. Except that pretty soon it wasn't just one beach ball. It was two beach balls and three beach balls and four beach balls and five beach balls and six beach balls. And the balls were just chaos and on the ground a lot. It was really hard to keep them all in the air, to keep that balance. So we tried switching sides, see if that helped. Except that this time it wasn't just one, two, three, four, five, six regular-sized beach balls. There was also a seventh gigantic beach ball, about this big around, that got added. It's hard. It was a struggle to try to keep the balls going back and forth and in the air. Jesus provides us reassurance when we struggle. Jesus guides us each step of the way, making sure that we don't face the struggles alone. We can rest in the loving hands of Jesus and allow him to calm the inner battles that we have in life. Not only are there times where we might feel alone or worried, or when we struggle with things that life brings our way, sometimes we don't make the right decision or do the right thing. Sometimes we do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing or act the wrong way or do something that's not pleasing to God or that hurts someone that we love. And while we might not equate doing the things that we do as big, bad, bold, wrong things, like you might read in the headline of a newspaper or see on a TV show, we each have done something wrong. And if we're honest with ourselves, we've done several things that are wrong in our lives. We've lost our temper. We've lied. We've said unkind words. Maybe we've been disobedient or have broken rules or laws. We've sinned. And sin damages our relationship with God. It stands as an obstacle between us and God. We learned this week that God is holy and that God is perfect. And you might think that God being holy and perfect and us having bent and broken rule after rule and instruction after instruction, that might mean that we don't have any sort of access to God. But it's just the opposite. God, even though God is holy and perfect, still loves us so much. So much so that knowing that we mess up, that we'll need a way back to God. And so God sent his only son, Jesus, as a way to rescue us and save us when we do wrong. Sometimes we feel like our moments in life get a little bit hopeless. We feel a little bit powerless to change some of the situations or times that we find ourselves in. Maybe you lose a job. Maybe your friend moves away. Maybe there's some other sort of hardship that you can't see your way out of. It seems like an insurmountable problem, something that you can't solve on your own. But we learned this week that you've been given power greater than your own. You've been given power in Jesus' name. When we or others feel like we're weak, Jesus says, "I'll lend you my strength. I'll give you my power. And you can do amazing things." One of our Bible stories this week that really encapsulated all of our Bible points in a really clear way to me was a story that we heard on Thursday night. A story of Jesus welcoming a criminal to God's own family before Jesus died and was raised. Something we know about this criminal is that he wasn't a perfect man. We call him the criminal. That signals to us that we already know that he's done something wrong, something bad. We know that he's going to be dying on a cross, and so it must have been something pretty big, pretty bad. Things have gone wrong in his life up until this moment. He's messed up big time. And hanging on a cross, he doesn't have any way to rescue himself. As he's in trouble, as he's losing his life, the criminal was all of those things that we talked about this week. He was lonely. He didn't have any friends or family to support him. No one was standing at the foot of his cross like some of Jesus' followers were standing beneath Jesus. He's alone. He's worried. He doesn't know what's coming next, but he's pretty sure he's not ready to die yet. So he's worried and unsure what will come. He's also struggling with consequences of his actions, the punishment that he receives. He's uncomfortable, and he's in a terrible situation. And it's all because he messed up. He did wrong. And now he feels powerless to change the situation on his own. But friends, if this criminal had only come to Shipwrecked VBS, he would know. He would know the things that we have learned this week. That though he is lonely, though he is worried, though he is struggling, though he has done wrong, and though his life seems like it is, like he has no power to change it, that he is powerless. Is that the end of his story? I see lots of kids' heads shaking no, because they know this story. They know that even though the criminal had not been shipwrecked to VBS, that he could still reach out to Jesus right next to him. Because when you're lonely, Jesus rescues. And when you worry,
Jesus rescues.
When you struggle,
Jesus rescues.
When you do wrong,
Jesus rescues.
When you're powerless,
Jesus rescues.
Whenever we need Jesus, Jesus is right there to save us and to rescue us. So when you're feeling shipwrecked, you can count on someone to rescue you, to stand by you, and to save you. And that is Jesus. Thanks be to God for the witness of Jesus. Amen.